You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
Well, the saga seemingly never ends in America's Dairyland as Aaron Rodgers, as of now, still contractually owned by the Green Bay Packers. And we're going to go out to the Progressive guest line to get the perspective there in Wisconsin. We bring on our buddy Bill Schmid, the pregame host for the Packers flagship station 97.3 The Game, MKE, with the Packers Radio Network. Bill, it's good to have you aboard. How you doing?
Greg, great hearing from you, man. Appreciate you having me on. Sick of the story is definitely a good way to pen it for Packers fans' feelings on the Aaron Rodgers conversation at this point here in April.
Is it the story itself and everybody just wanting it to be over, or is there legitimate I'm over Aaron Rodgers vibes going on up there too?
A lot more of the latter, and I kind of understand it. Now, I've been on the side of the equation for the last number of years, and it has now become a couple of years that this has been the prevailing conversation year in and year out for the Packers and for Packers fans. I think it's a be careful what you wish for kind of thing if you're interested and ready to get up out of the Aaron Rodgers business. There's a lot of teams that have dreamed of being in that business for a while, and sometimes this is a little bit of the penance that you end up paying towards the end. But I think it's been rather clear over the last maybe 4 or 5 weeks or so that the Packers brain trust believes that this is the right time to move on. I think there's also been so many Packer fans that a year ago looked at the monster haul of 3 players, 2 first-round picks, 2 seconds, and I believe a third that was sent to Nathaniel Hackett, the then coach of the Denver Broncos, and Denver for Russell Wilson. There's a lot of Packer fans that believe that was the deal that the Packers were going to get a year ago if they would have moved off Rodgers. A lot easier to move off of a player after an 8-9 season where he doesn't have a 300-yard passing game. First time in his career it's been that for an entire season. First time he's had double-digit picks, Greg, actually since 2010 when they won the Super Bowl. There's a large majority, I think, of the fan base right now that says if we're putting up with all of this off the field, we got to get on the field production that's out of this world, and this year it just simply wasn't that.
Okay, so when we look at the holdup and the delay, it's been 4 weeks since they've even talked, and things are pretty dormant with the Packers and the Jets. So is this more a Jets-driven delay or a Packer-driven delay?
It's a good question. I would say it's more Packers-driven, Greg, and I've been one on our airwaves here that has kind of tried to set the tone here that I believed this deal would get done closer to May, into June. I don't think that this is as quickly taken care of as many people believed or maybe wanted to is even the better way of putting it. There are not a whole lot of reasons for the Green Bay Packers to, one, acquiesce if they feel like they're getting less for of compensation for Rodgers than what they should, because the hay is already somewhat in the barn, so to speak, if you want to use a northern term, here in Wisconsin, because you're looking here with an organization that is already going to have to pay about $40-something million towards a cap charge for Rodgers. That's whether he plays for them or not. Unless the deal happens after June 1st, they can push some money into 2024. I think they're just going to take the cap charge in full, pay the piper, pay their taxes here, and go and try to win something in 24 and beyond. The reason for the New York Jets to get this taken care of is because then you silence all the questions. You silence all the doubters, the people that say, oh, is this actually going to get done? Is Woody Johnson dragging his feet? Is Joe Douglas and company going to fumble the bag at the 1 yard line? There's a little more pressure in New York to get the deal done, but the report from, I believe it was Greenberg, is the one that said it, you know, Rodgers is sending signals that I'm not going to be there until May anyway. Well, no kidding. I mean, I think we all knew that there wasn't going to be an organized team activity that was going to get Aaron Rodgers from Malibu to East Rutherford, New Jersey. Anything before the mandatory minicamp, Greg, I think is a little bit out of here that they would get this deal done. I think we're looking at still maybe another 3 to 4 weeks, if not longer, that we're waiting for an actual answer on this. I don't believe it happens by draft day.
Okay, so then I kind of look at I see reasons for both sides to maybe participate in the stare down. On the Jets side of things, they're probably saying, hey, you know what? this has been awkward for you guys with the Packers, and this is very public. How long are you willing to handle the awkwardness? We'll just wait until you're ready. You've had enough. And on the Packers side, they can probably say, hey, you guys really need Aaron Rodgers if you want to compete in a loaded AFC, particularly in the AFC East. So we'll wait it out until you meet our price. That's kind of why I see both sides not willing to move a lot here.
And I agree. I think both of those points are pretty valid. And from the Jets' perspective, there's no way they want to give up or are going to, in my opinion, give up the 13th overall pick. They need to find a tackle, somebody that can go and block in front of Rodgers. They were categorically one of the worst offensive lines in football a year ago. So if you're going to bring in a 39-year-old quarterback who can absolutely still deliver the goods from the pocket, doesn't necessarily have the mobility or the want to display the mobility. I think he can still get out of the pocket when he feels he absolutely needs to. But that hasn't been a club that he's pulled out of the bag all that often. So from the Jets' perspective, there's no reason to rush. I think they have all but guaranteed themselves, and Rodgers has given them some guarantees in that regard as well, that he's going to be their quarterback in 23. I won't say 24 because I don't know if he'll end up playing in 24, but there is a belief that he knows where he wants to be. From the Packers' perspective, I think they're also just trying to grasp any bit of real leverage that they have. Now, the one wild card that could get brought in here, and I've said it makes the most sense from every perspective, even the Green Bay perspective, where we all know they don't want to send him somewhere inside the conference,
right?
Inside the NFC.
San Francisco's
yeah, still sitting out there waiting. And I think, Greg, they're waiting to see if this thing completely blows up and they can swoop on in. A couple of years ago, if you remember when it was first reported that Rodgers told the Packers he was never going to play for Green Bay again, he did and ended up winning another MVP, played two more seasons there. It was because Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers made a couple of calls to the Packers and said, hey, what would it take to get Aaron here? And they were quickly met with the Rodgers text to Adam Schefter, lose my number.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see if the Niners are able to get into this race or if they want to. They're a true wild card that could throw a real wrench into this.
All right, Bill, last one for you, just a couple minutes here. You mentioned the Niners, and that's the last thing I wanted to close on. Niners feel like the obvious kind of sleeper here that could swoop in and steal Rodgers away from the Jets. So you do think that maybe it's the Niners, or like if there's another mystery team out there? Because I've always said, hey, listen, as long as the Packers have his rights, they can trade him wherever they feel like the best deal is. Now, the offset to that would be, well, he can use retirement as a de facto no-trade clause. So, you know, how do you read this? Is it still just the Jets, the leader in the clubhouse? And also, what does Rodgers have left for whoever he plays for in 2023?
Well, the second question is fantastic. I'll deal with it in a minute. I think, Greg, first off, the Niners are just – it makes so much sense. I think it completes the full story of Rodgers' career if he ultimately goes and plays for the team that ended up passing on him to be the number one overall pick. They came on out, started that long, very, very public draft day slide that Rodgers had, which really put a remarkable chip on Aaron's shoulder. And I don't think Aaron's had a lot of chips on the shoulder since, outside of when the Packers drafted Jordan Love. And we saw how quickly the temperament changed. I think the Niners are probably the only other team, as I think off the top of my head, that Rodgers would absolutely say yes to. I think any quarterback in football, outside of maybe three or four, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow, I think everybody would sign up to go quarterback that team. That is an outfit that's ready to go and win a Super Bowl. It's one that boat raced the Packers out of the playoffs once and snuck by him a couple of years ago at Lambeau Field, not toughed him in that game. So I think the respect there is pretty remarkable. What does he have left is a great question. And I think the motivation is a massive part of getting that answer. But, Greg, I think he still has some really good football left in him. I think the game and the style of play does need to be a little bit more catered towards his skill set than in years past. I don't think Aaron is in the position now in his career to, you know, saddle up the feeder bag and carry a team pack mule style through the playoffs and all the way to the NFC title game and beyond, like he did back in 2016 when he had one of the most remarkable runs of quarterback play that this league has ever seen to take the Packers, which were not a Super Bowl contender to the doorstep of the Super Bowl to get run out of the gym by the Atlanta Falcons that year. So I think in the right situation, he can absolutely be a quarterback that takes a team to the Super Bowl, but I think there's a limited amount of teams that can be. And I also think this, and I'll leave you with this, I think there's one of two ways this ends. I don't believe that it ends with a nice season and the Jets are a wild card team and just fall out of the playoffs. I think this is either going to go for a absolute home run, Greg, or we're looking at a possible strikeout and a team and a storyline that we can soak our teeth into for the entire year, because I think a lot of drama could go there if it turns out.
There we go. Bill Schmidt from 97.3 The Game, WMKE, the flagship for the Packers Radio Network, joining us to talk about the ongoing standoff between the Packers and the Jets in the Aaron Rodgers trade. Bill, thank you for your time. Be well.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thanks for having me on, man.